In these days, most of Europe was covered by ice. From pollen found, we know the landscape around Velespiela was forested steppe. People intercepted the herds they hunted, taking shelter from time to time in caves such as Velespiela for periods of indeterminate length. From the bones found, we know they hunted red deer, wild cattle, ass, and boar. They made and used flint tools. Over 1,000 worked tools have been found in the lowest layers. And because such flints were not available locally, we know they either travelled or exchanged these rocks over quite long distances. Can you imagine what it would be like to select a rock and chip away at it with another rock until you have made a sharp tool? And what it would feel like to use it? As well as for hunting and butchering, the tools were also used to pierce fine holes in red deer teeth. Quite a large number have been found, and from examination of the use wear around the holes, we can see which were strung and which were stitched onto clothing. We do not yet know who wore them, if they were used by both men and by women, or if they signified prestige or status, or if they were just simple decorations. What do you think? We also know they worked soft clay into figurines. They made animals and people and decorated them with impressions. We do not know if they were made as toys for children, or as teaching aids for young hunters, or for shamanic or spiritual reasons. It would appear that a clay figurine, probably drying by the fire, one day fell in. When clay is heated to over 325 degrees centigrade, it undergoes a chemical change. It hardens, and it will never return to a soft state when mixed with water. Clearly, once the embers had died down and the figurine retrieved, someone realized what could be achieved. To date, archaeologists have found dozens of pieces of fired clay figurines in sediment layers dated to around 17,000 years ago. Fired clay figurines were continued to be made in the cave for over 2,000 years. No bowls or cups were ever made, only figurines. One of the factors that makes Velespiela so unique is that it is one of only 5 sites in Ice Age Europe where fired clay figurines have been found. If you look around, you'll see that the 42 pieces have been collected in only about 10 square meters of excavations. Imagine what might be found when the rest of the cave is excavated.